it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Kids under 16 are now required to wear helmets while riding electric scooters and e-bikes in Haverford Township, Delaware County, after officials passed a new ordinance. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
The Haverford Township Board of Commissioners met last night and approved the new rule. Police Chief John Viola hopes it makes a difference and kids strap their helmets on.
We find a lot of this is coming from peer pressure, kids that don't want to wear helmets because their buddy's not wearing a helmet. So if we have some sort of enforcement tool, not that we want to give them tickets, we just want them to be safe.
There is a grace period through the end of the year. Warnings will be issued at first. Then starting on January 1st, there'll be a $25 penalty.
And the ticket will go to the parents. We won't give the ticket to the child. We'll call the parents, tell them, and we'll mail to them.
What helped inspire officials to act was the incident a few months ago in Aston, Delaware County. 12-year-old Abigail Abby Gillen was using a scooter with her best friend when they fell and a driver hit them. Abby was killed and her friend spent a month in the hospital. Since then, Abby's family has been pushing for state lawmakers to act to get e-scooter safety regulations on the books. State Senator Tim Carney recently said he planned on introducing legislation called Abby's Law. In Havertown, Tim Jimenez, KOW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Lauren Jardine's sense of justice might be what cost her life. She was shot and killed outside a 7-Eleven in Center City on Friday. Police say she might have died intervening in an argument between a man and a woman. Her accused killer has been charged with murder. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson with more.
Investigators say it started with a fight inside the 7-Eleven at 12th and Chestnut. A couple was arguing when another woman who didn't know the pair intervened.
A fight or a scuffle, a physical altercation outside of the 7-Eleven on the sidewalk.
Assistant District Attorney Jeff Hojnowski with the Homicide Unit says the suspect had a screwdriver and the victim had a gun. And during a tussle, the two switched, and their cell phone video, which captures what happens next.
At some point, he's able to disarm her of the firearm. He gets up, and he's kind of standing off to her right-hand side. As she's attempting to get up, you hear a shot, and then she kind of falls to the ground.
The victim was 33-year-old Lauren Jardine, who was taken to the hospital and died. The suspect, who authorities say is John Kelly, was arrested around the corner, and he's now charged with murder, tampering with evidence, and related gun offenses.
Either one of these individuals were licensed to carry a firearm.
Jardine was highlighted last year by the mayor's office for completing an adult education program. In a press release, she revealed her education was derailed by crises, including incarceration, and she spoke of how she wanted to one day start her own business. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The push to promote Philadelphia as a travel destination for the country's 250th anniversary begins today, 249 years to the day after the Founding Fathers chose the name the United States of America. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has more on the city's tourism strategy.
With America turning 250 next year, it's no secret that Philadelphia is positioning itself front and center in the celebration, considering the pivotal role the city played in the revolution. Neil Frauenglass is the chief marketing officer for Visit Philadelphia.
We're hoping to see an increase of 10 to 20% of visitation and economic impact than we have over the course of a regular year.
For context, in 2024, Visit Philadelphia says the city saw 26.6 million visitors, and the five-county region welcomed nearly 44 million. Big sporting events like the World Cup, MLB All-Star Game, and PGA Championship are sure to drive tourism, but Frauenglass says there will be plenty for the non-sports fan as well.
Franklin Universal Exhibit, TED Democracy happening over the summer, the Flower Show, Rocky Day. We have a calendar of events.
You can find that on Visit Philly's website, and tourism officials are hoping a year of celebrating history, art, sports, and food will shed new light on a city that's been part of America from the beginning.
It is an opportunity for us to be on the world stage, to show off our city in a way that we've never done before.
Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Marsha's, Philly's first women's sports bar, is set to open its doors this month. KYW shared a Howard went to the bar on South and Passyunk for a sneak peek.
A single focal point, a colorful portrait of Marsha Johnson, the LGBTQ icon.
And then yeah. Marsha right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want everybody to see her when they come in. Bam, here you go.
I love it.
It is countdown time for Siobhan Anderson, founder of Marsha's, to September 19th opening day for the new bar, which she describes as a place where history, women's sports, queer pride, and community meet.
This building is 125 years old. You know, when the building was built, people like me didn't really have the opportunity to really exist. A queer woman of color that owns a real estate, that owns a liquor license, is so important to the community.
The walls covered in peaches and hints of blues and greens, Anderson expects the space to evolve, saying it's imperative to incorporate the pop and color scheme, but also the pomp and circumstance as a nod to Marsha and on those six and counting TV screens.
Queer content, like sports movies, all of those things, so there's a little bit of something for everybody.
And the menu, gourmet pierogies and more, but that's all I can say. Anderson, she's just looking forward to opening the doors September 19th. Sharaday Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.